Fresh data published by NHS England on Thursday, June the 3rd, shows 54.4% of 30 to 34-year-olds have received one dose of the coronavirus vaccine. In the 35 to 39 age bracket, the number of people who have received their first dose stands at 74%. These figures suggest Norfolk and Waveney is at the forefront of leading the vaccination drive amongst younger people in the area. Well over half of all adults in Norfolk and Waveney, 55.4%, are now fully vaccinated in the Norfolk and Waveney Healthcare Partnership area. When it comes to first doses alone, Norfolk and Waveney has now passed the three-quarter mark, with a total of 668,605 people, 78.5%, having been for a vaccine. That compares to 75.2% of adults across England as a whole, and puts Norfolk and Waveney Health and Care Partnership second out of 43 health systems in the country, only behind Somerset. In terms of giving out both doses, Norfolk and Waveney is currently fifth best in the country, standing at 55.4%. Of Norfolk's seven local authorities, Norwich continues to have the poorest vaccination rate. While 57.5% of patients have had a single jab, only 37.2% have been for a second. However, Norwich has a large young and student population, which may explain the slow rollout of the vaccine in this area.
Latest figures provided by Norfolk County Council's Public Health Department for the 7 days up to Friday, May 28th, show the COVID-19 rate increased by 3.9% compared to the previous week. There were 11.7 cases per 100,000 people in Norfolk, compared to 11.2 cases the previous week. But that was below the East of England average of 20.2 cases per 100,000 and the England average of 30.9. The England average was up just over 33% on the week before. Cases were up in four of Norfolk's districts and down in three. But with cases so low, just a handful of cases can trigger a large percentage change. As of Tuesday, June the 1st, there were six people who had tested positive for COVID-19 in the county's hospitals, none of whom were in critical care. There were 42 open outbreaks, defined as two or more linked cases in the county. That was one more than the previous week. There were five in care homes and care settings, and 19 in schools and colleges. No change on the previous 7 days. There were 16 in businesses and workplaces, one up on the previous 7 days. There have been about 15 cases of the Indian variant of COVID-19, which is thought to be more easily spread, in Norfolk. With June 21 as the date when the final restrictions are due to be eased, Diane Steiner, Norfolk's Deputy Director of Public Health, urged people to keep social distancing, washing hands, getting twice-weekly tests, and getting vaccinated when offered.
Lindsay McFarlane from Ormsby Road in Bakersfield, who has severe asthma, deteriorated rapidly at her home after developing a cough, headache and tiredness on April the 1st last year. She was blue-lighted into the Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital on Easter Sunday, April the 12th, where she spent 4 days on oxygen. After the terrifying experience, Mrs. McFarlane, who has 8-year-old and 5-year-old sons, has made a full recovery after shielding during the lockdowns. She was inspired to change her job, 16 years as an Asda home shopping picker, to a professional carer, for Sarah Care in the NR1 to NR8 areas, which she started exactly a year after falling ill with COVID. Mrs. McFarlane said, "Going through COVID made me want to get something out of my life. I know how much Rosie, the NNNUH nurse, meant to me when I was ill. I thought I could give that to someone. I never thought of doing care work before and was sceptical I could transition from retail, but I have fallen head over heels for it. I really enjoy coming into work." As part of her job, she goes into people's homes with PPE on and helps adults of all ages with mental health issues or physical illnesses stay in their homes by offering emotional support or practical help, including washing and feeding. Sometimes people just want companionship and someone to have a cup of tea and a chat with. There are not many jobs where you can say you have made a difference, the 35-year-old added. She said people should take a leap of faith and go into care work if they wanted to, and hoped the pandemic had increased respect for healthcare workers. As well as changing jobs, Mrs. McFarland, who has never felt so healthy, said her COVID experience taught her to reevaluate life. It made me realise how precious family life is, the carer added.
A new beer is being produced in Norfolk to raise funds for the NHS, with all the ingredients donated for the cause. Norwich Amateur Brewers, NAB, have teamed up with the Wildcraft Brewery for the beer, which will be a light golden IPA with crisp bitterness. While a name is yet to be decided, NAB member and project leader Jack Davison said it will relate to rainbows in honour of the NHS. He said it will be an English IPA with British hops, but will have American character. The beer will go on sale in a couple of weeks once it has fermented, and will initially be supplied to pubs and shops in Norfolk alone. Mr. Davison said all the ingredients have been donated by local malters and hop merchants, and we will give the profit from each bottle to the NHS to show our appreciation. Ashley Carr, founder of NAB, added, "In particular, we wanted to recognise hospital staff. We thought it would be good to raise money for them and to say thanks for everything they have done over the last year." The malt for the beer is being donated by Crisp Maltings in Great Ryeborough. The yeast from the National Collection of Yeast Cultures and Charles Farram are the hop merchants. It's expected to be around 4.8% in strength. Wildcraft Brewery, which is located in Buxton, is the main sponsor for the new beer.
An £8 million project to modernise scanning equipment at the Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital has been hailed by its first patient as Whizzy Dizzy. The magnetic scanner went live at the radiology department last week, as it nears the completion of upgrading 4 MRI scanners and a CT scanner. The first patient to use the equipment was Alice Druitt from COSI, who called it an impressive piece of equipment. The 32-year-old said, "It was really exciting being the first patient to go into the new scanner and to be part of history for the Norfolk and Norwich Radiology Department. It is a very impressive piece of equipment. It looks really whizzy-dizzy. It was not as terrifyingly noisy as the old scanners, and the beeps in between scans was a nice touch because I knew when I could move. It is reassuring to see crisp, white, very modern-looking equipment. It gives you a sense of confidence, and the team seemed really impressed with it too. Actually, they were a lovely team. They really put me at ease, as they know some of the challenges I have, and they create a really relaxed atmosphere, which is important because having a scan is not the nicest of experience." Work has been underway since November last year to replace the 13-year-old pieces of equipment at the Norwich Hospital's Radiology Department and Cromer Hospital. Additional mobile scanners will be used at NNUH when required to maintain scanning capacity during the works. NNUH Deputy MRI Lead Radiographer Dave Hewson said, "New software will facilitate some body imaging to be performed without the patient having to repeatedly hold their breath, which will allow for a wider range of patients to successfully undergo these examinations."